apology at 255-2748. The former purpose of apology was to provide...
Monday, 4:14 p.m.
Oh, you have reached apology. This is a new program, and we're going to approach this in a different kind of way.
Monday, 4:15 p.m.
Hello, this is Apology founded October 1980. This is the final takeover in a series of phone freak attempts. This is the real McCoy. Mr. Apology, well, don't you worry about Mr. Apology. I'm taking good care of him right now. Margo, I'll tell you exactly what the hell is going on. This phone has been taken over by the moral majority. Margo, the whole point of this is that a lot of people have been calling the line in the past and have been talking about their serial murdering, their homosexual problems, their child molestations, and so on and so on. My mind is overloaded with these thoughts now, and I've come to the conclusion that this line has corrupted more than one person, that is myself. This line corrupts people. It's not a question of just a prank anymore. See, people call up here and they voice their hate and their anger towards the general public, and they get this feedback, you see, Margo, and it comes back into their heads and it goes back out to the general public, and prove me you killed somebody, send me a body part to Greeley Square, and sort of this consideration goes on and on. We've heard about Richie. I heard stories of men fucking men up the ass and cutting out their bowels and sploop, 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 and all that other crap, all right? And I'm just fed up. I saw Jeffrey Dahmer on TV, and I realized that apology was no longer a joke, that it was very serious, that this thing was an epidemic that was spreading through the nation, that this homosexual named Jeffrey Dahmer was in fact a racist homosexual, and this other guy, Craig, coming off that I'm some fascist, that I am a fascist, that in fact these homosexuals are the fascist ones. They're the ones that are, they got their dungeons and their badlands and their ramrod and all their pink pussycats and all that village crap that they're trying to make mainstream America. Well, mainstream America, my dear Margot, is backlashing. We are backlashing, and you want to run your hate and your homosexual deviant behaviors on the general public? Well, then, if you consider yourself the general public, then Battleground has taken a new formation, and it's also going to be on the apology line. Mr. Apology, he might be gagged in the corner of his apartment right now, quivering as I speak on his phone, for all you know. Maybe there was something in the file cabinet that would give away your 1020, but that's okay, because you're all in good hands. You see, you're all in good hands. I don't think you have anything to worry about. I really don't. I just think it's about time that America starts hearing the reality. The reality of what you are. If this is what you hold in your heart as truth, your politics, if this is what you hold as dear and as truthful, well, then that's okay. I'll let you have your say. But I also want you to know this. All of you people out there who have created an atmosphere for children to learn about mommies too. Heather has two mommies and daddy has a new roommate kind of atmosphere. Well, you will be held accountable for what you are doing. We know about your politics. We know about your neighborhood societies, gay men's health crisis and all that. It's your disease, right? And you want the money to support you for your acts. Act up. Act up. Is that what you want? That's what you're all about? That's enough of this diatribe. This is gonna end at this point. I wanna thank those people out there who in the past have opposed, who have probably been shut out of this line because they are not considered politically correct. Those people who have opposed and were not politically correct, thank you. I think the gentleman's name was Robert, for he is right, left is wrong, and right is right. Is that what the man said? Served in Vietnam and likes to go fishing on the weekends and has to put up with all the crap in life, the AIDS-infected needles that people drop in his automobile? I remember that man. I like him. I think he's a good man. That doesn't mean I'm queer because I say I like him, and I don't have a desire to suck his dick, Craig, because I like him. I just see eye to eye with this person on a few issues, and I think he's all right. And I think there's a lot of people in America who have put up with these neo-hippies who have fought on the front lines, who have been out there in the field, and we have done our bit. We have been there. And we come home and we're spit at by you West Broadway types, you Village Voice types. I stereotype all of you because this is exactly what goes in the byline some fag magazine. And all I hear in this line are fags. And if you don't like being called a fag, well then change your name. I know exactly what I am. Don't try to tell me that I've got some latent problem. I have no problems at all except of you being in my country. You want me to get an island over somewhere and open up a concentration camp? Maybe I should just open up a club on 11th Avenue. You know what they say, Chairman Mao said, political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Yeah, if that's what you think I'm preaching, I'm talking about this wonderful country we're living in, where Koreans, blacks, and everyone else will coexist under peace and harmony. Why should we include homosexuality as part of the marketing mix? I don't see how they fit in. I think blacks, Koreans, and whites and all that, we're going to get along just fine in the next century. I don't see how AIDS is going to make us get along. I don't see how foot in the tab is going to help us get along. Why all of a sudden your political cause is our political cause? I don't see how this is a minority thing. I don't see how homosexual rights is something that should be amended in the Constitution. I don't see how painting penises and selling t-shirts is an art statement. I don't see how listening to somebody getting murdered, fucked up the ass and shot in the head is an art statement. I don't see how cop killers is a form of expression. Well, if that's the way you people are going to take it, then we're just going to have to cut your little throat. We're going to have to squeeze this line, and we're going to have to show you who's in control sometimes, that you forget, that you may hang out in your little community group and think you're all comfortable, and you can talk your shit. But that's not the way it's going to be anymore, because the 60s are over. This business of yours is dead. Hey, we are not behind you. We are every step ahead of you. We know exactly what we're doing. And you think I'm alone? you think that we're a minority voice and all of a sudden that America has changed to some great megalithic San Francisco where you could all walk around and do as you please and molest children and teach children to become gay and make it politically incorrect not to speak against you? Forget it. You're not taking away my voice. Craig, you may be right. Maybe I wouldn't see you until it was too late. But that's just the way it goes sometime. Oh, by the way, you could press the star button at any time to make your statement or make your statement after the beep. Thank you for calling. Apology.
And obviously I never had anybody sleep overnight or something. I mean, I went to bed. That can't happen. I never slept at anybody else's house. I never went on a vacation or a trip. I never went on a field trip with school that would take me overnight. A lot of little reminders like that I wasn't like everybody else. And that I was not just different, but less somehow. Because obviously, bedwetting is not a source of self-esteem for a child, and it presented, it was one of those problems that is in your everyday life, and it just reminded me over and over that and all the other problems together gave me this. I had the idea that maybe I really am not as good or not as worthy or not as whatever as the other people in the world. And when my mother left, I think that basically confirmed it. And I basically gave up. It was like, okay, I've tried for 10, 11, 12 years to get along with y'all, meaning the entire human race. And you messed with me. All I ever get when I walk outside the door and look at somebody, all I ever get is rejection and pain. So, fuck y'all. And that's basically what happened.
Monday, 4:26 p.m.